Hello, you are listening to Penguin Radio, and this is Happy Hour with DJ Gen X. It is Wednesday, and we're going to start out with a really great uplifting song. This is Club Nouveau with Lean On Me. Enjoy. That's right, everyone. We are here tonight for Happy Hour, and we all need to lean on each other. It is April 8th, 2020, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. And I am DJ Gen X, the one and only. And tonight, it's Wednesday, and we are doing Happy Hour. So I generally do my show Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. from the studio at Dominican University. But since this last few weeks, and we've all been in social isolation, I'm doing it now from my home radio station, which I created on my own. It was kind of cool. I went into my garage and I decided, hey, this would be a perfect place to record my show. So here we are, Happy Hour Wednesday. And today's Happy Hour, I just want to make sure that I make a couple tributes to really amazing legends that we've lost in the last couple of weeks. I feel like they got a little bit overshadowed because of everything else on the news, but those tributes are to Bill Withers, who was a legendary R&B singer, and Kenny Rogers, again, unbelievable artist. He was a famous country singer. So that's what tonight's about. It's about feeling good, listening to good music, and having fun, even though we're all facing hard times. So if you have a moment, go on to MTV, or probably you don't need to do that anymore. You could probably just go on to YouTube, right? But look up the video Lean On Me by Club Nouveau. It's really sweet. It's very, very uplifting. It's kind of a good song for now, for what we're all going through. Check that out. I promise you, it will make you feel good. It'll give you a good smile. And let's see. Tonight, I'm going to talk just a lot about really what's going on in the news currently, and not to be downer or to be depressing, but I also want to talk about how much lives changed in the past few weeks and how everybody's coping with being at home. This is about the fourth consecutive week now, so I am trying to think of new and exciting ways to keep busy and keep my mind in a good place. You know, so oftentimes we get a little too isolated. And that's not a good place, at least not for me. So this week I've just been reaching out to people, making phone calls, even FaceTiming, which I hate doing. I hate FaceTiming, but, you know, it's important. I want to see those people that I love that I can't see during quarantine. And so I've been even doing that. But, you know, I also wanted to share about how hard it's been too, and in a lot of ways, emotionally, I'm just starting to feel a little bit more affected, I guess, I'd say the last couple of days. And, you know, as I was preparing for my show, I like to normally talk about current events and things I read in the news. And it was just really hard to find uplifting, fun stories to keep it kind of in that realm. So, you know, as we look around, the world is a different place, and we really need to support and lean on each other. Ask people for help. Have family dinners. Do those Zoom meetings. Have virtual. I hear people are having virtual happy hours. That's awesome. I do virtual happy hours every Wednesday. I think it's a cool thing. So there you go. Make sure that when my show's not on Wednesday, that you're connecting with some people. And reaching out and doing that face-to-face, because it's so important right now. And I keep reading over and over that this week in particular, I guess the virus is supposed to kind of peak at this time, that they compared it to maybe having the same kind of painful week as like 9/11 or Pearl Harbor, which really made me sad, because although I wasn't around for Pearl Harbor, so thank goodness, but I was around for 9/11, and I was certainly affected, although I didn't live in New York City. I wasn't on a plane. My family, you know, nobody died from 9/11, but life changed forever after that. And, you know, no longer could you travel the way you used to. You couldn't just go to the airport. There was a time back before 2001 where you could go to the airport and last minute buy a ticket right there, walk up and say, I want a one-way ticket to wherever, you know, and I don't even know if you really needed a valid driver's license at that time. And people would also be able to go walk each other to the gates and say goodbye. And if you look back at all those old movies, that's where people, they'd have these dramatic goodbyes at the gate at the airport. But that changed too. So, you know, I know that things are going to be different when this isolation comes to an end, but it just is, you know, we just need to get used to the new. So the CDC, according to the CDC and doctors and even the president, they're now recommending us to wear masks every time we go in public. So, you know, in the beginning of this, just a short couple weeks ago, we were being told that, nope, the only people that really need to wear masks are the people that are sick. I always thought that was crazy. I just didn't understand that. Now, of course, it is crazy. They're telling us how we can make our own masks, and nobody should go out anymore without them. So it's funny. I think about in a few months, people will be wearing designer masks. They'll have Louis Vuitton and they'll have Versace masks, and people will be like, oh, who did your mask? How much would you buy your mask? They'll have them all over. There'll be Target masks, everything. So, which brings me to another topic about shopping. That's been really scary. I am the obviously I'm the mother in my family. I've got two boys, and so I go to the grocery store every couple days. I wear my gloves, I put my mask on, but trips to the grocery store have become like a whole new thing. It's just wild. I leave the house and I say to my family, all right, I'm going to go hunt and gather. And I really do feel like I'm, you know, risking my life, but that's the way it is. And going to the grocery store, I've gone from one to the other, looking for things like toilet paper, looking for things, you know, just bare necessities. If you had told us 6 months ago that we wouldn't be able to get toilet paper or cleaning supplies, there's no way. I would just, nobody would have believed you. But here we are. And even several weeks into this, I've tried ordering, I've tried going to the store. Luckily, I still have toilet paper, a couple more rolls, but that's going to end pretty soon. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are suffering with losses of that kind of, just the regular basics, the things we never even thought about. So back to uplifting good stuff. My tribute again, earlier I mentioned Bill Withers passed away last week, and I wanted to dedicate this part of this show to him. And here's Lovely Day. This is a great song. Love listening to this when I'm driving, the sun's out, and it just always makes me feel like I don't have a care in the world. So enjoy Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
Sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be when
It sure was a lovely day here today. That was Bill Withers singing Lovely Day. And that song was actually notable for his sustained note towards the end, which is about 18 seconds. This note ever recorded on a song, apparently, according to Wikipedia. So isn't that interesting? I love that uplifting, inspirational song, and it just spreads such a good message of love and support. And we certainly need that right now. That song was actually, that was Bill Withers, who passed away last week, I think, or the week before. That song peaked at number 6 on the Billboard R&B charts and at number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in early 1978. So think about that. That's what was going on back then. I was 4 years old. And then it also made the top 10 in United Kingdom. So pretty cool. That was Bill Withers. He originally did a Lean On Me. And then at the beginning, if you're just joining me now, at the beginning of the show, I played the Club Nouveau version, which came out in 87. Love that version. So like I said, today was certainly a lovely day here in San Rafael. I'm not far from Penguin Radio, and the weather was clear and sunny, and it was a beautiful spring day. Honestly, you would never know that we were having in the midst of a huge pandemic. So I wanted to just talk about a couple things that I saw on the news, things that, you know, are going on right now. For one thing, I think I mentioned this earlier, that the CDC is saying that this is probably going to be one of the hardest weeks in the history of the United States. So they did compare it to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor, and that just, yeah, it's kind of what it's starting to feel like. It's just mind-boggling and unbelievable that we're here, that we're having this. And hopefully people are getting connected with other people. I've become quite the user of Zoom recently. I think everybody has. I heard in the news there's a lot of people kind of going on there and being inappropriate. But for the most part, Zoom has really helped us all kind of continue on with being able to work, being able to stick through some classes and end these semesters of school. So what I'm interested in is, how are people spending their time as they do this quarantine? Are you exercising? Are you reading books? What are you doing? I think one of the big things now that everybody gets excited about is what's for dinner, what's for lunch, because things kind of weigh around. So what are people eating? What are people cooking in their homes? That's what I'm interested in knowing. And each day it varies for me. I'm kind of trying to do, actually, to be honest, I've got my son who's older, isn't a vegetarian. And I have not felt like eating meat at all since this whole pandemic started, which is a good thing. I mean, I'm thinking more and more about the process and all that. Not to get into that, because I certainly don't claim to be a vegetarian, but it has changed the way I'm feeling inside about a lot of things. But that was one of them. So I thought that was really interesting. I wonder if other people or experience anything like that. Family dinners have become important. Every night we get together and we cook a meal and we sit around and talk about, you know, what we're feeling. What did you, obviously coronavirus is the biggest topic of everybody's, well, at least our family dinner, but we're trying to talk about things around that besides what's happening, you know, but what more about what's happening in our home. And talking about the fears and then even the gratitudes, like things we're so lucky for. And, the amount of pain people are feeling right now is overwhelming. And, you know, things were tough for a lot of people already, for most people. I mean, I would say most people have problems. Doesn't matter how rich you are. Doesn't matter how successful you are, or how good looking you are, or how thin you are, or how much money you make. People have problems. So there are just different degrees of problems. And I just feel for, you know, everybody right now. So I think life is kind of like a gamble, you know? I think that's a really good way to describe life. You just never know what's going to happen. You never know, what you're going to get. And every day is kind of a gamble. And so that brings me to the perfect time to play one of my favorite songs. I think I mentioned this earlier. I am not a country music fan at all. But this song just does me right. It just always puts me in a great mood. This is Kenny Rogers, and he sings The Gambler. And if you know this song, the word, just listen. It's just awesome. You're going to feel good, I promise. Life is certainly a gamble. Enjoy Kenny.
On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, 'cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. And the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold on, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough.
Amen. And that is Kenny Rogers, the legendary country singer and songwriter. He actually wrote that when he was 23 years old, if you can believe that. And sadly, Kenny passed away just the last couple of weeks. And I love that song. It talks about life is a gamble. And just like Kenny says, you better know when to hold them. You better know when to fold them. You better know when to walk away. And you better know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Okay, I'm a terrible singer, but I love that song. It just really pumps me up. So that was Kenny. And I just wanted to touch base now about the show and talk about some good things people are watching on TV. What is it that people are binging on? Did you know? I just found out that HBO is giving free service. I think you go to hbo.go and then you can sign up for the month of April. I don't know how long it's going to go on, but I think it's something that they're offering to people because of the pandemic, and they know people are stuck at home with a lot of nothing to do. So that's great. Check out HBO. There's really good series. I'm not huge into that because I've got so much studying to do, so I don't have a lot of time, but there's some good ones out there. Ozark just started. I've been recording, and I'm waiting to jump in on that. Jason Bateman's one of my favorite actors, and I love that series. If you haven't seen it, the third series of the third series of Ozark just started. And then The Tiger King, which is hysterical. Apparently, they're even coming out with another episode. It was such a big hit. Nobody thought that it would be so popular, but it is. And if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's called The Tiger King. It's about, oh boy, what is it? How do you even describe this? I'm sure you've seen it all over the news. Joe Exotic is this exotic big cat owner. He has like a zoo in somewhere in, I think it was in Florida. One of them's Florida. One of them's in the middle of America somewhere, and the other one, I don't know. But here these, they're like three different characters on this show. There's Carol Baskin, there's Joe Exotic, and then there's another yoga guy, Doc Hollywood or something. I don't know what his name is. They're all crazy. But really, really interesting. I kind of happened upon it accidentally a couple weeks ago. I was looking at Netflix and trying to find something to get into. That was not what I was looking for sure. And I kind of set it there for a second thinking, well, I'll just kind of watch this till I figure out what I want to watch. And before you know it, I was hooked. It didn't take long. Like two episodes in and you're done. It's all about the Tiger King for the next several days. And I binged it. I'm not going to lie. It was very, very, very entertaining. Highly recommend. I even saw all these actors are now getting on, dressing, putting that little black, the blonde mullet on and dressing up like Joe Exotic. I saw Rob Lowe do that today. He had all these pictures of himself as Joe Exotic, and it was really unattractive because he's so good looking. But there you go. Dead to Me is supposed to be another one. Good. I don't know. Has anybody heard of that? A friend recommended that to me, so I want to check that out. It's got Christina Applegate. And then I think The Office is just a great classic that will never get unfunny. That's that, and of course Modern Family are two shows that we can sit in front of the whole family and everybody is happy. Nobody's complaining and we're all laughing. So I want to know more about shows like that. And I want to start talking more about living in the present and taking care of our bodies and teaching ourselves something new. There's so much that we can do during this time, if you think about it. We can really be productive if we stay healthy, if we stay active and stay informed. Healthy, active, informed. So, you know, we've got to think that when this ends, which it will very shortly, hopefully, as long as we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to come out of this so strong and so much better. I mean, things are going to be different, though. There's no question about that. So, the good news is today on CNN, I did see that they're saying that the cases in the United States are trending down. Whew. So Johns Hopkins University, they changed the trending status for the United States to down last night, Tuesday night, because there's been 5 days of a moving average of the new cases. So that's good news. And then as of today, CNN says there's been more than 429,000 people that have been infected, and more than 14,600 have died. So that's in the U.S. Record deaths have reported in just one day. 1,858 deaths were reported in one day, according to Johns Hopkins. That was yesterday. So with all this new closures of restaurants and bars, there's clearly there's been a halting of tourism all over the country. The industry has lacked a lot of foot traffic, and so in the urban areas like New York City, Detroit, New Orleans, they're starting to report severe cases of rat populations. that are like impacting these cities. And apparently, because the restaurants are closed, there's no like food. They're used to like scavenging through the garbage on the streets. So there's no food for them, and they're becoming more and more aggressive. So it says here, in general, rats like to stay close to their burrows, which are often at ground level in an apartment floorboards, alleyways, sidewalks, or basements. These rats are hungry. So apparently they're getting more and more aggressive. They've been taking to the streets in packs, even sometimes in the daylight, which is funny because they normally don't do that. But they are hungry, and experts are warning that the long-term effects of the starvation of these rats can turn into like a survivalist creature thing that could mean more of an increase in aggressiveness and more aggressive behavior and even household break-ins. I mean, that's scary. Thank goodness that we don't have a ton of rats here at Dominican University, but, you know, I'm sure they're out there somewhere. So I want to make sure everybody is ready to go for the next week. Get outside, get your fresh air. Don't go with people. Stay away from other people. Wear your masks, but be sure to stay active and healthy and live in the present. Do meditation, do yoga, do things that we, you know, that you've put off doing because there's just not enough time in the day. Guess what, people? We now have all the time in the day. We have time every day now. I'm sure everybody's schedule is getting a little bit crazy. I've been getting up much later than usual. So here's the deal. I don't set my alarm anymore because I just figure I'll get up when I get up, which is what I do every day. I get up, but I've noticed it's getting later and later and later. So I need to put a rest to that and get a little more serious about creating a schedule and sticking to it. Because, you know, I'm staying up later than usual. I'm sleeping in more than usual. I'm even eating more than usual. I found that I've been really good during the day. I'll go most of the day without feeling hungry. And I'll think, yeah, I did really well today. Like, I didn't totally eat my face off. And then something happens when it turns night. And I don't know, all of a sudden something happens in me. And it's like, poof, it's time. And I go in and I start to dig into the boxes and bags. And before you know it, I've had a little of this and a lot of that. And, you know, I've had a full-blown binge. So that's what I'm really trying to work on, being aware of my behavior and not falling into that trap of eating my face off. 'Cause that's where I go. That's where I've gone always. I've always gone to kind of hurting myself with food and taking it to the next level. Like, there's a feeling I get of relief sometimes when I can just fill myself up as much as possible. I know that sounds weird. And if you've never experienced that feeling, I'm really happy for you. But that's how it is for me. And so I just want to make sure other people are taking care of themselves too, because we can go to very dark places when we are alone. And we don't have to be. We don't have to be alone. So this is a perfect time for me to play this last song of my segment, which I was so excited to play. This is so right on for what we're going through. Okay. So if you don't know this song, it came out in 1985. It was a huge hit, won Grammys, all sorts of awards that year. It was written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, and it was produced by Quincy Jones. So I'm going to let you guys listen to it, and I'll be back. But I want you to know that this song was made for a bunch of really amazing artists got together and sold 20 million copies to collect money for Africa, because there was so much famine and starvation, and they did, and that's what they did. So here we go. We Are the World by USA for Africa. We'll talk about it when we get back. Enjoy. Thank you.
together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving.
Oh, I just love that song. We Are the World, USA for Africa. That was recorded in 1985. And they're just, I remember when it came out, I remember it well. It was such a big hit. And all these artists got together to make a song for charity. And they did a great job. That was David Bowie, Diana Ross, Willie Nelson, Huey Lewis. I mean, all the big ones. Cyndi Lauper, Tina Turner, Bruce Springsteen. So apparently, okay, so that was in 1985, the USA for Africa. And then in 2010, in response to the huge earthquake, the 0.7, I think it was plus 0.7 magnitude earthquake in Haiti in 2010, the artists got together again and they made a second version, and it was called USA for Haiti. And they actually were able to raise a ton of money for that cause. And now apparently Lionel Richie, who was the original person besides Michael Jackson that actually wrote the song, he is now suggesting that they record a third version for the pandemic that we're living through, for the coronavirus. So I would love to hear that. I think that would be perfect. It's exactly what we need. You know, good times. So anyway, I'm going to be back next week for Happy Hour on Wednesday. In the meantime, please be sure to check out other DJs. You can go on to the radio.dominican.edu website. Penguin Radio is still there, and all our DJs are recording. So go check it out. Check out. There's a schedule Monday through Friday, and then you just choose on the DJ you want. There's so many great ones. I've got one of my favorites is DJ Coach, which is right before me at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. She is a wealth of information on fitness and how to stay healthy. She gives really great tips on working out, especially nowadays, you know, that we're doing it on our own and at home and not at gyms. So please check into that. DJ Frequency is another one. He plays some awesome laid back jams. And there's another one called DJ Prince Harry. He does an awesome show from Finland. It's about a sauna, something he does. He's got a great show. His voice is just worth listening to because it's so awesome. He's got a nice, very mellow, cool accent that I love listening to. So you've got all that on the website. Feel free to go check any of that out. And I'll be back next week, regular time between 5 and 6. There'll be happy hour, always Wednesdays with Penguin Radio. I'm going to leave you all tonight with the original Lean On Me by Bill Withers, who passed away this week. So here we go. Enjoy. And don't forget to lean on each other. Stay active. Stay healthy. And wash your hands.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Somebody to lean on. just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your
That's right. Bill Withers, the original. Rest in peace. And I'm going to say goodnight to you all until next week. We're closing out with Joy to the World with Three Dog Night. Happy Wednesday.
Joy to you and me. You know I'm in joy.